Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We're in Acts chapter 15. Listen to what it says in verse 36. And after some days, Paul said to Barnabas, "Let's return and visit the brothers in every city where we proclaim the word of the Lord and see how they are." Now, there's an important principle we need to understand when we study the Bible. There are different genres of Scripture, all of them equally inspired, but you don't necessarily interpret them with all the same principles. So, for example, when Jesus says, "I am the vine and you are the branches," we know he's not speaking literally. He's using a picture. Well, the book of Acts is a letter recounting the history of the early church. And when we read it, we need to understand that Luke is giving us descriptions of the early church and not prescriptions for our church necessarily. So, for instance, when Luke describes the generosity of the church in Jerusalem, he talks about how people sell some of their land and give the proceeds to the church. He's describing something, but not necessarily prescribing. He's not saying that we should sell whatever land we have and give the proceeds to the church. Luke is merely describing the generosity of the people. And what we draw from that is that God's people should be generous. We need to keep this in mind as we look at Paul's life and as we talk about investing fully in the mission of God. When we talk about investing fully in the mission of God, that doesn't mean that everyone should become a roving church planter or missionary like Paul was. And I know that it might be easy to think that this is what we desire at LifeWord with all this emphasis that we put on missions. But I don't want you to hear that we should all become church planters and roving missionaries. You can be and should be fully invested in the mission of God from right where you are. You don't have to leave the country in order to be fully invested in the mission of God. I won't apologize for our emphasis on missions to the last and the lost and the least, but I do want you to understand that you can be and should be fully invested, just like Paul was and like his church was, in the mission of God. We've seen it all over the book of Acts that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And when we grow in understanding the amazing nature of that grace, we begin to invest more and more into the mission of God. This is what we see over and over in the story of the Bible. We see ordinary people, even less than ordinary people in the Bible, who, because they are overwhelmed with God's grace, give to God what they have and invest it in God's mission. And then he does great things with it. You see this with Abraham. He gives to God his family. You see this with Moses. He gives to God his speech. Joshua gives to God his youth. Shamgar in Judges chapter 3 gives to God his ox goad. You see it with David. He gives to God his slingshot. Over and over, people of no worldly status invest fully in the mission of God because of his grace shed on them. And God turns the world upside down with them. And God's doing it with Paul. Here's a man who has been converted to Christ and has become a traveling preacher facing ridicule and persecution along the way. And when he finally gets back to familiar territory, a safe haven, he says to Barnabas, "Let's go check on the brothers." He was willing to walk back into the places and to the people where he had previously been persecuted. Why? God's grace. He couldn't get over it, and he wanted people not only to know about it, but live in it. When you pray today, pray for our missionaries in Thailand, Sirapong, Jesse, Titus, and Noah Yaobang, that they live and give the grace of God to others. And also, pray for the Songhay broadcast in the target area of Burkina Faso, Guinea, Mali, and Mauritania.